Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 15th of October. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. NATO defence ministers meet in Brussels today to assess airspace protection following recent drone incidents and Russian provocations. Luxembourg's Yuriko Bakes will then join the Ukraine contact group with US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth and Ukrainian Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal. Meanwhile, President Zelensky is meeting President Trump in Washington on Friday to discuss major new weapons deliveries. In the Ukraine war itself, Kyiv authorities have ordered the evacuation of several villages near the current front line. The security situation in the Kharkiv region is deteriorating with increasingly intense Russian air attacks, especially on the strategically important city of Kupiansk. It's a long day ahead in the chamber today. Public plenary sessions are scheduled for morning and midday. This morning we'll address a prison conditions with the LSDP questioning the government. At midday, a current affairs session will focus on digital fraud in the banking sector and how customers can be better protected. Locally, the CGDIS is reporting two injuries on our roads last night. Around 7:20, a car crashed in Mersch, and shortly before 8, two cars collided in Esch. One person was injured in each incident. High storm warnings are in effect for Spain's Mediterranean region for the coming days. Excuse me. Spanish weather services have issued an orange alert for Catalonia, Valencia and the Balearic Islands. Flooding and mudslides are being anticipated. The German Foreign Ministry has already issued travel warnings for these popular holiday destinations. Police have arrested two suspects linked to an international SUV theft ring following an operation on Monday night. After weeks of investigation, authorities recovered two stolen vehicles, a Porsche Macan and Toyota RAV4, in France, in coordination with prosecutors and a special police unit. And Hamas has tightened its grip on Gaza, executing eight alleged collaborators and deploying armed police force as Israeli forces withdraw. The group handed over four more bodies of deceased hostages to Israel on Tuesday after Israel announced it would cut in half the number of humanitarian aid trucks allowed into Gaza. The development comes as President Trump vows to disarm Hamas under the US brokered truce. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In football news, Harry Kane scored twice as England thrashed Latvia 5-0 last night to secure qualification for the 2026 World Cup, while Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal were forced to wait to clinch their spot at the finals after being held by Hungary 2-2. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian demonstrators prefaced Italy's vital win over Israel 3-0, and Spain took another step towards qualification with a big victory against Bulgaria, ending 4-0. There'll be no surprises in store for us today, at least not where the weather's concerned. Starting off with a cloudy morning, as has been the norm this week, but the sun will break out this afternoon and we should be able to enjoy some sunshine. Temperatures are much the same as yesterday, with 7 to 10 degrees in the morning, rising to a high of 15 degrees in the afternoon.